Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
During his life, Jonathan Edwards played a central role in two revivals. The first began with the great earthquake of 1727. It began with a great flash of light, followed by a rumbling and shaking that lasted through the night. People were awakened from their sleep, and they crowded into the streets, believing that Judgment Day had come. The next morning, churches across New England were filled with penitents. With the aftershocks continued for 9 days, the earthquake caused sheer terror to reign in the hearts of all the residents of Northampton, driving them to seek assurance of their salvation. Fasts were called throughout the land several times in the weeks following. At the time of the earthquake, drunkenness and loose revelry prevailed among the young people. The teen pregnancy rate skyrocketed. Jonathan's strong preaching against the sinful lifestyles of the young people in his town was balanced by a greater compassion for their souls. It wasn't long until the reports of changed lives began to pour in, and young people began to awaken to their need of a Savior. Prayer meetings began to replace the evenings of loose frolicking. All illness nearly disappeared from the town. The revival spread through all of New England and beyond. But a mighty backlash from Satan rose up. Division and fear came upon the people, and there was a great invasion of crows. An epidemic raged through the valley, killing many, and the revival came to a close. But little did they know that another one, greater than the first, was just over the horizon.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.